Muchas gracias, embajador, director general. Hoy día voy a hablar en inglés. Once again, I would like to stress the importance of celebrating this conference. Yesterday, I mentioned how impressed I was about the quality of the speakers in the program. Now, today, I want to add that I'm really impressed by the massive attendance and the diversity and of the backgrounds of the attendees. This is you all. The number of participants can't measure the success of the conference, but I can say that this is an indicator of the importance that we all give to the relation between intellectual property and public policy issues such as public health, climate change, the environment, and food security. Now, I dare to say that this has been a successful conference. First of all, you didn't leave your seats. I think we had a good attendance and the room was always full, and I celebrate this and I thank you for this. But second, presentations were very substantive and of good level, and we had a wide variety of views in each of the segments. I think also that the format of the conference with different stakeholders is a good approach which should help us arrive to balanced conclusions. It would take me too long to summarize the interventions of close to 30 speakers, so I would like to flag some important issues that I observed in the four segments, namely the four that I just mentioned. First, something that transpired in all the segments of the conference is that innovation and technology, coupled with technology transfer, is no doubt an important contribution to solving problems that may arise in other areas of development. Secondly, it is clear that there is an important interplay between intellectual property and the four topics that we touched yesterday and today. However, the level of maturity of the discussion is different in the four areas. In the case of public health, in my opinion, there has been a lot of debate. Countries have identified problems and have come to very good conclusions and solved some important problems, such as the ones in the WTO and in the WHO that Director Generals Chang and Lamy talked about this morning. In the case of climate change, however, the discussion is just starting, and we have heard how much work is still to be done and how diverging the positions may be, ranging from suggestions not to even touch the issue of intellectual property in the negotiations to very clear and strong positions from an important number of countries. Thirdly, is that the debates you often see, an inherent tension between IP rights, innovation, and access to the innovation. And you see some concepts that were born somewhere but are borrowed and used in other places. I'm talking about prior informed consent, benefit sharing, where you see these words popping or coming up in very important processes, instruments, conventions, such as the FAO treaty that we talked about today, the CBD, and also in discussions in the WHO, for example, on the influenza pandemic. Fourthly, another observation is that the impact of IPRs may be stronger in areas that where there are no substitute technologies, such as in the area of health, whereas in other areas, such as in climate change, you may find different green technologies where you can substitute patented or technologies with intellectual property. Finally, some general observations. As I said yesterday, the conference will not solve all our problems or arrive to conclusions, but I think it has been useful to point out to important problems and to open our mind to new solutions. Speakers have not only pointed out to problems, but have also suggested solutions at national and international level. In this sense, the conference has been an invitation to think out of the box and help us think in innovative ways. Finally, once again, I would like to say that we should acknowledge that intellectual property is not an end in itself, but an instrument to promote innovation, creativity, and the dissemination of knowledge. And that as it is important to acknowledge that IP may have an adverse effect in areas of development, it can also be an important part of any solution. Finally, I would like to again congratulate you, Francis. I would like to congratulate the Secretariat and the organization, especially Philip Bechtold, which has not only been very helpful to me in this conference, but along my year as chair of the SCP. And mostly, I would like to thank you all and invite you to keep these issues on the table, and I will make sure that all the documents that have come up in this conference made their way to the SCP. Thank you very much.